If we want to find any encouragement in today's readings, then we need to have a little talk about the relationship between justice and mercy. Because these readings are challenging readings to listen to. And they're even more challenging readings to actually live up to. I mean, we began with Sirach, and a promise was, before humanity is life and death, good and evil, whichever they choose, they will be given. Now, I will not ask for a show of hands, but is there anyone in this room who has ever chosen evil over good? Has anyone ever decided to act in a way that we knew was wrong? Now, I can tell you, if I did ask for a show of hands, mine would go up. Well, then we've got the Psalm response, Psalm 119. And the first verse says, blessed are they whose way is blameless. Blessed are they who seek him with all their heart. Brothers and sisters, I am not blameless. And I do not always seek God with all my heart. Well, then we move on to the second reading. In the first letter of Corinthians, St. Paul says, I speak of a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age. It's a challenge to live life as God wants us to live life and not as the world wants us to live life. And again, I won't ask for a show of hands, but is there anybody in this room who's ever turned their back on God's ways so as to follow the world's ways? Guilty. Finally, last and certainly not least, we have the gospel, where Jesus seems to be raising the bar for acceptable behavior to ridiculously high standards. I mean, is there anybody in this room, particularly among the guys, who's never once kind of let your eye or your thoughts be drawn to someone or the image of someone who might have been dressed provocatively, okay, revealing more skin than cloth? I mean, is anyone in this room who's ever grown angry at someone and held on to that anger for a period of time? Anybody here told a lie? I mean, have you ever made a statement where your yes was really a no, and your no, well, that was a yes? Guilty. All three counts. So these are very challenging readings to listen to, and they're even more challenging to kind of live up to. But before we get too discouraged, we've got to have that talk now about the relationship between justice and mercy. Now, the word for justice comes from a Latin word which means the enforcement of the law. Justice is all about being punished when a wrong was committed. And the word mercy comes from a Latin word that means a reward. Because mercy is all about not being punished, even though punishment might be deserved. So when, not if, when we fall short of living up to God's standards, we need to remember that our God, though he is just, is also rich in mercy, because we need both. I mean, what would our families look like if parents did not use both mercy and justice in dealing with their children? I mean, without mercy, we would be required to punish our children every single time they whined or they fought or they said something disrespectful. And even if the punishment was motivated out of a sense of love of our children, or even if we were quick to praise our children when they did it right, how much love would they experience if all they ever received from us was justice in the form of punishment every time they did something wrong? Because justice without mercy is not love. It leads to what would only be experienced as cruelty. Yet mercy without justice is no better. I mean, what would our kids look like as adults if they never experienced a negative consequence for bad behavior? Mercy without justice is not love. It simply produces chaos and ultimately even more pain. Now, if it's true that we need both justice and mercy in our families, I mean, how much more do we need them as members of the Christian family? Because God is our Father. We are God's children. We are surrounded by brothers and sisters. And though as parents we may struggle to find a balance between justice and mercy, when we're dealing with our kids, God doesn't have any trouble doing that in dealing with us. So when we listen to readings like today and we find ourselves coming up short, it's appropriate to feel a little bit of discouragement, because we would have done something that was going to either hurt God the Father or one of our brothers and sisters, one of his children. Discouragement is okay. Despair is not. Because our God is a God of mercy, who, if we ask, always forgives. And which of us as a parent would not forgive a child who came to us with a very sincere, "I'm sorry, Dad," or "I'm sorry, Mom"? But we said mercy without justice causes chaos. So even though the child might be remorseful, justice may still be required. And as such, the child might need some form of punishment. But justice softened by mercy is far more likely to encourage the child to do things differently the next time. Well, the same is true in dealing with God the Father. Sin, which is deliberately doing or not doing something against God or one of his children, damages a relationship. And justice demands that some action is required to get that relationship back on track. But mercy demands that that be done with as little pain as possible. We need to hear readings like those that we heard today. I mean, they should really force us to take a good, close look at our lives and see where we have fallen short in our relationship with God or with our brothers and sisters. And then when challenged with that reality, okay, we don't need to hang our heads in despair. We simply need to say to God, "I'm sorry," accept his forgiveness, and then do what we need to do to get the relationship back on track.